Parks and Recreation Advisory Board member Donna Marsh encouraged the Assembly to retain that elected body. While the Assembly can always appoint a temporary ad hoc committee if it needs advice, Marsh saw more value in having a regular board.
It gives a little more cohesiveness if we have running information, if we have we're up to date on current information with what's going on, rather than just, let's form a new committee each time a crisis or an issue comes up. So I would urge the Assembly to consider keeping it as an elected board.
According to a written evaluation by Parks and Recreation Director Donnie Hayes, the board had not had any matters referred to it by the Assembly or formally the City Council in the past couple of years. And he told the Assembly that the board had only met one time where it addressed an issue brought to it by a group of citizens. Otherwise, according to Hayes, the board typically just dealt with the budget and capital improvements.
I do believe that we need to have discussion by the community about a community group. I mean, I'm using taxpayer dollars to make sure that we have great recreation and great facilities. I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing by the community. My problem is that having an advisory board, to have an advisory board for me to share information about what I'm doing isn't effective. But if it's a board that is there that is generally ready to share input and give ideas and to come and actually manage that board themselves, I don't have a problem with that.
Having previously served many years on the Harbor Advisory Board, Assemblyman Kurt Wallhuter saw a lot of merit in such bodies. He supported keeping the Parks and Recreation Board and others. Wallhuter suggested maybe the members just needed more encouragement to ask questions and bring up new ideas and issues themselves.
I think it's great to have a board, you know, that does all the sounding boards for us and then brings us their recommendations. And 9 times out of 10, or I'd say 99.9% of the time, I'm just going to go ahead and rubber stamp whatever a board has come with their findings, because they've done all the legwork. And that's something that I would do, but, you know, it's nice not to have to. So anyway, I think maybe they just need a little nurturing, and I think that maybe they'll take off, you know.
Advisory boards have no official policy-making or spending authority. Under the city's municipal code, they were supposed to, quote, review, investigate, and make recommendations on any matter referred by the city council or the city manager. That code carried over with borough formation. Borough Clerk Kathy O'Rear pointed that out to the Assembly.
Technically, you guys are the body. You're the public body that are supposed to listen to the complaints. If you want some further research, then you're going to refer it to your boards. That's how we're set up right now. If you want it changed, we have to change the ordinances to say how you want them.
That point was well taken for several Assembly members, including John Hoag, who attended the meeting by phone. Hoag said advisory board members should be thanked for their efforts, but for the most part, he didn't think the boards were necessary.
You know, one of the things I've seen from my very short time on this island is that most of these boards we have trouble filling, and there's a huge turnover and existing. And so at some point, I think there needs to be a centralization of the responsibility. It does not exist in the board as the ordinance are written. It exists in the department heads, and it exists in the fact that members of this small community can bring these matters to Donnie's attention, to the city manager's attention, and to our attention to deal with any issue that comes up. And we've done that in the past. So I personally do not support the continuation of most boards, and certainly not this one.
The Assembly voted 4-2 in favor of retaining the Parks and Recreation Board. Hoag was opposed, as was Assemblyman John Haverlick. Then it was the Public Safety Board's turn. Longtime chair Sid Bacom spoke in support of keeping the board. According to Bacom, the board had evolved over the years, going from one that advised the city council on a lot of issues to one that addressed concerns from the public.
We provided a voice for the public on safety issues that normally they would not want to come in here and speak at your venue. And there are quite a few people that don't. So, you know, I've been real appreciative that we could give them that service, but it seems that, you know, listening tonight to Kathy, that we're really not doing what we're supposed to be doing, and so, you know, it's a big choice whether you want to keep us to handle the small issues that do you really need to hear them in here? I don't know.
Fire and EMS Director Sandy Dixon acknowledged that the board has not always gotten direction from the City Council or the Borough Assembly, but she thought it had been effective, not only in addressing public concerns, but also in supporting the town's emergency services.
So who's backing up the police department and the fire department when it comes to budget time? So, you know, they're listening to the community, the Public Safety Advisory Board are talking to the community and seeing the significance of what we do for the community as well. So when we have to come to the assembly to fight for our budgets or to support our training, you know, they're backing us up. And so we have that just as we do the harbor. The harbor boards do that for their projects. And you remember how many people were coming in for their projects supporting that.
The assembly ultimately voted 5-1 to retain the Public Safety Board. Hoag was opposed. Mayor Mark Jensen suggested that in the near future, the assembly should consider revising the borough code on the role of advisory boards. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.